From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster, we're global, baby. Covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now. Welcome to another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to The Rod Peterson Show. And to you gorgeous Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to episode number 214 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. I so couldn't wait to get this show on the air today. Said yesterday I was in a very good mood. That has not changed, Darren DuPont. How about yourself? What can you say for yourself this morning?
It's good. I think it was last night that we were both sitting here like, let's just go in and do the show now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good to be here.
Ready to talk sports with some big name guests today. NHL great, WHL star and alum Wade Redden will be joining us today. The pride of Hillman, Saskatchewan, former Brandon Wheat King, Ottawa Senator, New York Ranger, you name it. He'll be joining us from his home in Kelowna, BC today. Arash Madani is going to join us. He wants to talk Blue Jays because Rogers Sportsnet is airing a very special Blue Jays game tonight. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise. I'll let Arash, the top insider from Sportsnet, spill the beans on that later on.
Okay.
Brandon Crow, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings, will be with us. And also Justin Simpkins from the Prairie Hockey Academy will be with us later on. And you're not going to want to miss that. That's Lorne Mollican's boss, okay, at the Hockey Academy in Karenport, Saskatchewan. So that's going to be good. It's kind of a hockey day. I'm sure we'll get around. Well, actually, we're going to get to football talk real soon. But that's why I have my Pats alumni jacket on today. And we're going to, I know that we're a visual medium. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live, but we've got listeners too. So as we get into the quick six show topics here right now, I'm going to have to describe it for our listeners because it's visual. We don't do this all the time. But what a night last night was. And Clark, should I tell them how this all started? It was a group text. Clark texts us all, our producer, and says, are y'all sitting down?
Yeah.
And I said, well, actually, I'm laying down watching Netflix, if that means anything. I'm all cozy. What?
Should I sit up?
And he's, yeah, should I sit up? He said, go check out the Calgary Stampeders Twitter feed right now. So we did. And for those that have no idea what we're talking about, because I have a feeling a lot of people tuned in just to hear what we have to say about this, but a lot of people have no idea what even happened at all.
Yeah.
So the Calgary Stampeders, as we sit, training camps are postponed. We're just sitting here in this pandemic crisis looking for things to do. The Stampeders asked their fans to, hey, write in your name and a number, and we'll put it on a jersey on the back of a player walking out of the tunnel. Some guy on a goof said, why don't you put Rod Peterson 19 on a jersey? Nobody thought they would do that. Long-standing rivalry between Bo Levi Mitchell and myself and the Calgary Stampeders that actually predates Bo Levi Mitchell. All of a sudden, this comes out. There is a photo of Bo Levi Mitchell walking out of the tunnel with the name Peterson across his back. Number 19. Well, it broke my corner of the internet. Hundreds of responses on Facebook. I posted it there, and I said, bravo, Calgary Stampeders. And what do you think about
my gosh.
I had a tough time sleeping last night. I don't know what the Calgary Stampeders are trying to do here, but it worked.
The best
whatever they're trying, it worked.
I mean, we're pretty close with the teams across the CFL and the people inside the organizations. We get to know them. That's one of the things we love about the games. But we don't really know, and you don't know who is behind the Twitter feed. That's
no.
When you know you have a good social media person because it feels like the team, right? And it's done so great. But whoever's running the Calgary Stampeders social media feed needs an award. This is like, he's won the internet last night.
Or her.
This. Or her.
We don't know.
He or she has won the internet. I mean, the social media award for the CFL. I thought it was the Argos. It might be the Stampeders for the best social media feed.
If I may interrupt.
Yes.
Brian Warishin from the BC Lions Den podcast is watching and writes in and says, breaking news. Bo Levi has now requested a trade. Well, they put it out on Twitter. Bo's not on Twitter. He might not even know that they did it.
But so subtly. The little shrug emoji.
The shrug emoji.
It's great. Be like, okay, you asked for it. It was kind of like, I guess if we have to, you know, because other teams are doing it. You know, the jersey in the locker or the stall.
With, yeah.
Get your name on it for a phone screensaver. How about Rod Peterson? And they played along. That's great.
Pat McKetta is watching in Winnipeg. She says, that's epic. LOL. And if I may, my family really likes it. It's gone around my brothers, my niece. They like the look of it.
Yeah, it looks good.
How can it? Yes, they spelt it right.
Oh, they did. They even spelt it right. I'm sitting here being like, are we going to have a Stampeders Peterson 19 jersey in the bunker somewhere?
You understand this changes everything. It changes everything. And that was what I put on Facebook was, should the Cold War be over? I texted my oldest brother. I said, they've mind screwed me. This is usually what I do to Bo. I don't know how to handle this. So if they were trying to mess with my mind, it worked.
It worked.
It was a lot of fun. And I'm honored, because you don't just put somebody's name on the back of your jersey willy-nilly. I'm honored that they would do that. It tells me that they get it. They're getting it. They understand what I'm doing here.
Yes, they get it. And it's because they had a different player in a different jersey that they were going to do. They're going to do them up for whoever. But they went out of their way to find a Bo picture, change his name, put yours on there, and play along. But the little shrug is like, we're kind of doing this begrudgingly, okay, right? Maybe we don't like him, but if the fans want it, the fans got it, right? So they're still kind of playing the game. And that's what you understand, that it's bigger than you and me. It's showmanship. It's entertainment.
Yes, it's fun.
It's fun.
And Jack Fulton writing in, who watches every day, Stampeders fan, says, here we go.
Can we just...
Is the war over? Because frankly, I was ready for it to be over. Is that what we're doing here?
We're 6 minutes.
This does change everything.
6 or 7 minutes into the show. Can we just award the rock star of the day to the social media guy, the Stampeders?
Yeah,
can we just
girl.
Do it right now? Social media person. Can
rock
we?
Star of the day. By the way, we vote on every day, or actually our viewers and listeners do. Who is the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? Yesterday, it was Charleston Hughes, by the way. He won by a landslide. So I'll say it again. Bravo, Calgary Stampeders. I love it. And maybe this is the start of a beautiful relationship. But I'm ready to move on to point two here in our rollout for Flooring Superstore. Because this was the other thing. When I was twisting and turning, trying to get to sleep, I just had to get my mind off this with maybe the opportunity to go to sleep. Any updates on pro sports returning today? I'm seeing a lot of stuff, but I'm also seeing a lot of fake news out there. I don't know who to listen to or who to believe anymore.
Right.
And just to fast forward past that and just say, if we get... What's wrong with your eyes, by the way?
Know.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying that the war is over with the Calgary Stampeders?
Well, it's a little sentimental this
okay.
morning.
Something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong with my eye, yeah.
Just close one eye.
Then I'd look weird. Okay.
So if we got back to playing in the NHL, and please, sweet baby Jesus, junior hockey, if we could, who could we get away with in the arena for off-ice officials? You know what I'm saying? If we just had 20 players and a couple coaches, you need a trainer, but we were talking about this the other day. You don't need broadcasters. That's what the disease specialists don't understand. We could do this with people you don't even know that we don't need in the building because they could broadcast off a monitor. Can people please write in on the Prairie Mobile text line, on the Prairie Mobile text line and on the Facebook Live feed, how we could do this just for hockey? Because of football, there's a lot more guys.
Right.
You're going to need your four refs. For instance, I'm thinking the timekeeper, he could just reach over and open the penalty box doors. We don't really need penalty box custodians.
No.
Really. Sorry, Kenny Stromberg, who's watching. I know who is that for the Pats.
But don't need them. Really?
Sure as hell don't need goal judges. Those guys are just window dressing. We haven't needed them for years.
We haven't needed them.
Sorry to goal judges, but...
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of Survivor. It's kind of the hockey version of Survivor here right now.
With no fans, do you need somebody to pump in fan noise and music, to play music? I would think you'd want a little bit of that. But how much of this could you do remotely? Could you set up a system, possible, and operate it from home where you don't need to be in the building?
I don't think you need to do that. I don't think you need to do that. By the way, we switch gears so fast. Chris Hubbard writes in from Great Western, one of our sponsors. He says, no truce. No truce. Dan Millett writes in, truce? Shut your mouth, Rod. They don't want to see the war end.
No.
Did the Stampeders want it to end?
I don't think so. I mean...
They completely have screwed with my mind. As I said to my brother, they've turned the tables here.
Yeah.
Not sure I like it. Can you put the comment up, Clark, from Trent in Norway, please? Trent may have the final word. Trent is watching from Norway. For him, I'll say this evening. He says, Norway calling. May the Stampeders bury the hatchet with you, Rod. May pro sports get going in an empty arena stadium at least. And yes, the social media person in Calgary gets the rock star of the day. Make sure there's a second star of the day so the guests aren't left out. Stay well, everyone. Are we burying the hatchet with the Calgary Stampeders today? I got to say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hate never solved anything in the world, Darren.
No.
Back to the hockey.
But it's great for entertainment.
That's great entertainment.
I want, like, what I really want, that was good, and that was a little fun little jab. I want them to find, like, go into their bag of tricks. They got to find a way to throw a haymaker back, like a good one. Find something. I don't know, but that's what I want to see out of Calgary. I want to see them create some fan night, some special game day promotion, a piece of merchandise, something to poke back.
I'd already moved on mentally to the hockey question, how we could get away with putting a hockey game on here. But now John O'Flynn writes in from North Vancouver. He says, the BC Lions have always had the love for you. Well, for those that have just joined us, new viewers, the Lions sent us the Mike Riley bobblehead. Where'd he go? They sent us the Dante Marsh jersey. They sent us Wally Buono's last game pass. That's from the BC Lions. Now the Stampeders are joining the party. Do you see what's happening here? It's pretty cool. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers don't hate me anymore. They don't like me, but they don't hate me anymore. I'll take it.
Yeah.
No, the only thing is, folks, you have to understand something. When we melted the ice of the war with Winnipeg, our ratings in Winnipeg went through the floor. We need a villain. Yeah. Every movie's got a villain. Every good movie's got a villain.
Oh, yeah.
If it's the Hamilton Tiger Cats, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not the Calgary Stampeders anymore. Just going to say.
Yeah.
Ian Crosby from Sask Snowbeef, one of our sponsors, writes in and says, I've been watching Money Heist, Rod. Don't do it. It's a Trojan horse. Very possible. It's a Stampeder horse. It's a trick.
Uh-oh.
If they wanted to screw with my head, they have been successful. Let's move on.
Yeah.
To the hockey.
Let's do it.
I'm thinking about this. We've all had, how many times you've been in an arena for a practice that's empty? What do you need? You need a guy running the scoreboard.
That's it. And the refs.
That's all you need.
And the refs.
And the refs.
You need to have the medical staff. So you
yes,
have to have
you trainers, but they're at practice anyways.
Trainers and equipment people are there. They're part of the team. I'm considering that part of the team. You don't need general managers. You don't need scouts.
Nope, not in the building.
No. The coaches, the team, the athletic therapist, trainers, right? That's it. There's usually two or three guys, and then the equipment guys, they're doing the laundry and all that stuff because those are the real unsung heroes, right? So from the trainers that are on the bench and the equipment guys and then the staff, support staff behind the scenes, that's maybe four or five guys, right, that you really need. But then you need, yeah, you'll have your EMTs will be there. Your
you
ambulance.
You have to have
those guys. There's two or three of them. That's fine. But that's it. Your penalty box guy, that's it. That's all you need. If you're going to have music and stuff, you can do that remotely if you need to. Or they come in and they don't see anybody, right?
William Works writes in and says, you do need a music guy or lady.
Yeah.
And that's true. And by the way, I'm skipping through my comments here, but I had to jump to point six. Is it acceptable to drink coffee on a stationary bike? Because that's what I did. I went home yesterday and Flamin' Fitness had already set up right in our living room this stationary bike. State of the art. And I'm watching coffee this morning, or watching TSN, riding the bike, drinking coffee, thinking this is the greatest thing in the world. Why did it take so long? But the only problem is my setup with ESPN is at the other end of the main floor.
Right.
So I couldn't watch my normal ESPN. So I'm watching Jay and Dan, and they were making a joke about Oregon players. And they were having the same discussion there that we're having right now. Basically, what do you need to have a hockey game to get this rolling? And Onright had his kid's piano there. Did you see it?
No.
It was so funny. It was an elephant piano, and he's playing it. And he's auditioning. Go, Pats, go. What was my point?
You're drinking coffee.
Well, he said that there's no Oregon players anymore.
Right.
And they don't need to be in the building. If you're watching on television, there's a whistle, boom, hit play.
Yeah.
Like if we're cutting people, the music guys are some of the first to go.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
I agree. The bike, though, I got to ask.
Yeah.
Because I could see myself with, you know, the coffee cup. There's a small little hole. But you had the, like, the coffee cup. How did you not spill it?
I drank it fast. That's what
it was. A leisurely bike for the first 15.
I did 30 minutes, 8 miles.
Oh, you're hustling.
And by the way, so tomorrow when I'm doing this, there will be a coffee table beside my bike. Don't judge me.
I like it.
I think it's the first in history. Hey, John Kirby in Prince Albert, or he's in Edmonton, writes, and he says, Rod, how do you get ESPN when no cable provider carries it? Magic. From Steven in Prince Albert. The PA Raiders have an Oregon player. I think they do. Is it Marty Ring still? Is it the great Martin Ring? Prince Albert still has an Oregon player. But if we're getting back to playing and we need to cut people, there won't be an Oregon player in the building. There won't. If you had a, just a number of people that you could have, it wouldn't be easy, right? It would be like cap.
Yep.
And who are you naming? Penalty box guy? Referees?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's it.
Don't need the broadcasters. Don't need the goal.
Your team it's includes easier to those support staff.
It's easier to cut who shouldn't be there than name who should.
Oh, yeah. The DJ, we don't need them. We don't need video replay. We don't need any scouts up in the press. Nobody in the press box. We don't need any concession workers. Zamboni driver, I saw.
We need a Zamboni
Gregory
driver.
Lee.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
Gregory.
You. Thank you. We need that.
Yeah. Need a Zamboni
we
driver.
We need David Ayers.
Do you need the ice?
Wait a minute. David Ayers could do both.
He could do both. What about the ice girls? Is that a necessity? They now, the players are used to the snow being cleared 2 or 3 times per period.
Of course. We never needed, though. We never needed that.
No.
Although I was thinking we should get a cheerleading team for the Rod Peterson show. I was thinking about that. I was trying to get my mind off what the Stampeders were doing to me. They're always switching my mind on things. What do you say?
I like it. I like
it. Get some outfits done up. They can show up at our events.
So as you build the 3 and 5 year plan, I'm doing all those things now. Business plans that I'm building for the show and stuff. The 5 year plan then will be the pep band, right? We got to have the pep band too. They'll go through the tailgate area and away we go.
We have a mascot.
We've got a mascot. Which, we're gonna, by the way, we've been going through some ideas on different designs, me and the seamstress.
Our mascot is an iguana and named Ricky.
The seamstress is my mom.
We're up against it. Do we have Wade Redden logged in yet, guys?
He's working on it.
Okay, working on it. Jason in Red Deer is watching. He says, we don't need anybody except players, coaches, and a Zamboni guy. Works pretty well for beer league hockey. Well, but we do need referees.
The players.
Whether you like referees or you don't, we can't play without refs, sorry to say. I'm going to fly through these, and then we're going to bring on Wade Redden after the break. Point three of my quick 6 show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Does Bill Peters deserve a second chance? The coach that was fired, he was fired, right? He didn't quit.
Yeah.
Of the Calgary Flames using racial slurs way back, seems like a decade ago. It was just in November. So he gets hired in Russia yesterday. That happened during the show. Does he deserve a second chance? I'll say yes. I'm all about second chances, but I'm not sure everybody's ready to welcome Bill Peters back into pro hockey. How about you?
Yeah, I don't think everybody's ready yet. A lot of people will take this and be like, he doesn't deserve a second chance. But people make mistakes. So I don't think the general public will be ready yet. But I think over time, they'll understand.
Wow. First guy, Chad Stallard, one of our viewers, writes in, says, absolutely not. I think this is a little fast for Bill Peters. The season isn't even up yet. Hasn't even been 6 months.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that would be a great poll question. Our poll question today is about the Blue Jays, but Bill Peters deserve a second chance? I think he deserves a second chance. I'm just not sure that it's should be this soon.
Yeah.
Fair?
I agree.
Point four is our poll question for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Do the Toronto Blue Jays have a chance to contend in a shortened season? I haven't even looked at the results yet on Twitter. I was the one that posted it to our Twitter feed, so it was about half an hour ago. On Facebook, 56% say yes, they do. But the one thing I know, whether they can contend or not, they'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Vladdy Jr., Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio, Enough said.
I'll tell you this, when it comes to the Jays and a young team, the money ball thing, the stats, it all evens out over time in baseball. The numbers start to become over time. So the shorter the season, the better a chance there is for the Jays to go on a run and contend. I think they have a better opportunity in a shortened season.
Robin in Prince Albert writes in and says, Bill Peters resigned from the Flames. Yeah, sure he did. Point five, we've discussed this earlier, like a month ago or so, but will Charleston Hughes hit 28 sacks to become the CFL's all-time leader? I only asked that because he was on yesterday. Guy wrote into the website, rodpeterson.com, with a comment and said he's got to hit 14 sacks a year for the next 2 years, and he's 36. Not to say it can't be done,
yeah,
but it's going to be tough.
How old is John Bowman?
73.
Yeah. So Charleston's got some time. Doesn't mean you're not going to be as productive. You're going to get less productive every year, or you should, but he seems refreshed. I say he does it.
Okay, cool. I want him to.
I do, too.
I want him to be the all-time sack leader because he's such a good guy. And you're right.
I want that smiling, that smile, you know, in the bust, in the Hall of Fame. That's what I want.
And that was point five. Point six was, we already got to it, is it acceptable to drink coffee on a stationary bike? And everybody has basically said that it is. So, and I'm declaring that it is. So, Mike Lee watching My Dale Mike. He says the Jays' best chance is in a one-game winner-take-all. Maybe the other team won't show up. Come on, Mike! If it's a shortened season, I think they got a great chance versus 162. We awarded a gift card to the Tap yesterday for the share on the takeout day. My pizza came from Esteban, courtesy Mike Lee. Delivered it right to my house.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
I said to Mike, you make a great pizza delivery guy. I've done it. It's an honorable profession. Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Esteban's Tower Tap House. She said it's the best. My wife said it's the best pizza she's ever had.
Wow.
We got him? We got Wade? Or you're just nodding your head that Clark agrees. Tower Pizza is king. From Esteban. Tanner Exner was the guy. Is that the former Chilliwack Bruin? I'm sure it is. He won the $50 gift card from the Tap yesterday. I'm putting up another one today, Darren.
Okay.
So I went, got these from the Tap. This is a text contest. I didn't even tell you guys this, that we're going to do it in the morning meeting. This is from Richie Roy from Big Time Game Shows. This is his question. Last night, he did a live game show on Facebook Live, similar to what we're doing, but a game show. Thousands of live viewers last night.
Yeah, wow.
Richie knows what he's doing down there in Weyburn. Here's his question for you, folks. Jersey math. Add up the numbers of Weston Dressler and G. Roy Simon and subtract the number of Roger Aldeg. The first one to text in on the Prairie Mobile text line with the right answer, 840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. We'll win a $50 gift card to the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Again, add up the jersey numbers of Weston Dressler and G. Roy Simon, then subtract the jersey number of Roger Aldeg. Text me the right answer. First one through, $50 from the Tap. Cool?
Cool.
Wade Redden coming up today. Arash Madani, Brandon Crow, Justin Simpkins, and a sports update after the break. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Oh, boy.
Okay, do you know, Darren and Clark and everybody associated with the show, why I hate doing contests? Do you know why?
Yes.
It's a clerical nightmare. So, I got one winner, Tanner Osborne from White City. Back-to-back days with guys named Tanner winning. He correctly said 44 on the Prairie Mobile text line. G-Roy plus Weston minus Raj is 44. Fofo. So Tanner Osborne in White City, you've won. And then I texted back the first person that wrote and had it right, but they didn't put their name. They just wrote 44.
Oh.
So you won two. I'm awarding two. But I got to figure out who the hell you are.
Okay.
And that's why I don't like doing contests.
Yeah, I
know. You get it, right? I'll leave it for the back end guys.
I got to 88 pretty quick. And then I'm like, I didn't grow up with Aldeg. I know who he is, but his number's not on the
Whoa.
Top of my head. And that's almost a sin around here.
Hand in your Sasky card.
I know.
You don't know Roger's number?
I feel shame.
The guys are working on Wade Redden. They tell me that they have video. They have not established audio from Kelowna, BC. So hang on. Sports update. The 2020 RBC Canadian Open has been canceled. The PGA Tour, Golf Canada, and RBC announced this morning the event's long-speculated cancellation due to COVID-19. The event was scheduled for June 8th to the 14th at St. George's Golf and Country Club in Toronto. The Canadian Open is the third oldest event on the PGA Tour schedule behind the British Open and U.S. Open. I pause. Colin Erickson, the one-time Regina Rams all-time leading rusher, has written in and says, Rod, I wrote 44. This is Colin Erickson. I know, Colin. I said to text it in. You remember that, right? Roll yep. back the tape. I said it's a text contest, 840-8777. Moving on. Baseball Hall of Famer Roy Halladay had high levels of amphetamines in his system and was doing extreme acrobatics when he lost control of his small plane and nosedived into the Gulf of Mexico in 2017, killing him. A National Transportation Safety Board report issued Wednesday said Halladay had amphetamine levels about 10 times therapeutic levels in his blood, along with a high level of morphine and an antidepressant that can impair judgment as he performed high-pitched climbs and steep turns, sometimes within 5 feet of the water. The report says that came out on November, or when the accident happened, November 7th, 2017, off the coast of Florida. How sad is that?
Yeah.
That is your morning sports update today for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. And for Red Bull Canada, watch out for the Red Bull Wings team to make an appearance at some of the Rod Peterson Show on-location events throughout the summer. Red Bull launching a new peach edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws Superstore. And no frills, Red Bull gives you wings. Everything's going well. Everything's happening.
Mm-hmm.
What's the update on Wade Redden, fellas?
Still having audio issues.
So to you, Brett Upton is watching from Saskatoon. He says, Dupes, Aldeg's number is retired. It's plastered all over Mosaic Stadium. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm watching the game. I'm not looking around the stadium. No, I have no excuse. Take me out to midfield, flog me, do what we need to do. Can we just move past this? It won't happen again, I promise.
Anonymous texter writes in from the 535, says, if the NHL comes back, how about an NCAA Final Four basketball-type tournament? Every team gets in, one game elimination, the tournament lasts 1 month. Can you imagine the intensity in the games? It would be like Olympic hockey. While we await Wade Redden, why not sit and play the what-if game? This is from anonymous texter from the 535.
Sure.
A NCAA Final Four basketball-type tournament. The problem there is there are 31 teams in the NHL, so it's not a Final Four tournament.
Who gets the bye?
Right.
And I don't like it. Hockey's not one and done. Hockey's a series. And I'm all for that fast-paced, high-stakes kind of idea of the big tournament, And I'm kind of okay with letting everybody in, potentially, or at least opening up the playoffs a bit. I could see best of threes. I could do the old senior hockey two-game total point. That might be kind of different, but it's not really the NHL. I'd be okay with best of threes for the first couple of rounds. That would be intense. But at least there's always a chance to get them back the next night. You got to beat them a couple of times to really secure your spot in the next round. One and done doesn't work in the NHL for me.
When I mentioned that I was watching Jay and Dan, and kudos to them, by the way, for getting back on the air. What's it been, a week? Mm-hmm. They've been back on the air because I don't think Sportsnet's doing a thing, from what I could tell. They had the clip of Gary Bettman from CNN just last night. I believe they interviewed Bettman, and he's sticking to... He seems very confident. Gary Bettman does not seem worried. Have you seen interviews with him?
Always.
He doesn't seem rattled at all.
Never.
He never seems rattled, but particularly over this, he doesn't seem rattled. And he basically said, when we get the green light, we'll be ready. What the hell do you think he means? What do you think being ready means for the National Hockey League?
They've got a plan in place. They had a plan in place the week.
Yeah?
That the Oh, yeah. They know what... I had the plan in place.
Yeah, that's what you think it's going
to
be?
Well, does it... Yeah, they know what they need to do. You need to have everybody, you know, have negative tests, be quarantined together now for 2 weeks, and then we can play. Then we can play. If everybody's together, it's about getting everybody, you know, to sign off. You got to get every player, every off-ice person that's going to be there, as minimal as it's going to be. They all have to sign off, understand what they're going to get for it. They're all going to sign a contract and the waivers and whatever else. They just need the approval so they don't get strapped with a lawsuit. They need to get approved by government and the facilities that they're going to be in. It's just a logistic thing. But once they get it, they know that they're going to play if they can. And they can make money. I know that's a big part of it, too. We've talked about that.
Yeah. I'm not going to say this, but I will quote ProFootballTalk.com yesterday that's saying getting back to playing is about making money, not about health and safety, which we all know, and at least somebody's saying.
If it's a game, we're not worried about a game. We're not worried about a game. I mean, it's not important. It's a business. It's a business.
Which who would have a problem with that?
You shouldn't. It's a business.
Somewhere along the line, it became a problem to make money. Have you realized that?
I know.
You're not allowed to make money.
But it's not even about greed. And it's not about, you know, that. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to make money. You're trying to keep your business going and give fans entertainment to keep them occupied during this time. It's a mental health thing, too. But it's business.
Jamie Neugebauer watching, broadcaster extraordinaire from Toronto. He says, Bettman is a man who has accomplished so much. His legacy is not in jeopardy. No surprise, he's not really bothered. For sure. Mm-hmm. John chiming in from Edmonton says, Canadian NHL teams can't travel because Canada has suspended international travel. So how will this work? Didn't we not cover that yesterday? There's planes flying across the border every day. The government, both governments, Canada and U.S., will allow for travel for athletes and teams going across the border. It would have to be deemed essential service, I guess.
No, it's the same
thing. It's already happened in Florida.
They'll organize their flights. And it's just like, you know, which was announced the other day, anybody coming now back into the country from the States has to provide a detailed quarantine plan. And if you've got your plan all set up, the CFL will propose this plan. Okay, we're bringing in these players on these dates and times. Here's the plan. Here's the quarantine situation. They will be allowed in. It's not you and me flying across the border. Fans won't be allowed to fly and go to these different cities. It will be the players.
We have Wade Redden joining us from Kelowna, BC, the pride of Hillman, Saskatchewan. And we appreciate it hanging with us and figuring out. Good morning, Wade. How you doing?
I'm good, Rod. Thanks for having me. A little technical issues here, but we sounds like we got each other now.
Yeah, it's worth the wait. Trust me, you look great. And of course, everybody remembers this. Wade Redden, mostly Ottawa Senators, 1,023 games. Ottawa, St. Louis, Boston, and the Rangers, and then three seasons with the Brandon Wheat Kings when I was with PA and really tore the heart out of the Raiders. We'll get to that, Wade. But first,
<Yes.
laughs> your thoughts on where the NHL is right now. Are you keeping up to date with the guys? Are you just sitting back as a fan? What's your take on where we sit today?
Well, yeah, I mean, sitting back, basically, I'd call it that at this point. I like everyone else being home and kind of sticking it close to home. I'd seen actually Andrew Ladd, who was with the Islanders. He just lives down the lake, and I saw him around town just riding his bike with his kids. And So I had a quick chat with him. Obviously, there'd be nice to see some hockey again and be able to finish the season and do that. But as a fan, I guess is what I am. Be nice to see if they could get it going again. Obviously, that's all up in the air with the situation.
Right. So you're basically just following the media reports like everybody else. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. No inside info here for you, unfortunately. But we'll see what comes. It's just kind of wait and see, like everything else.
What about the Memorial Cup, by the way? You saw Colby Armstrong's clip from this show about how devastated he is. There's no cup. I am. How about you and all those hockey guys living out there? This is kind of devastating that Kelowna's not going to be able to host it this spring.
Well, for sure. It was exciting. I was looking forward to watching Colby on your show there. He's obviously one of the main guys on that telecast. So I was looking forward to seeing him. I know him from the Saskatchewan days, and then our families are old friends from way back. So that was disappointing. And then the Rockets, they were coming on. They're starting to pick things up, and is, disappointing obviously around here and all the excitement that brings with having a tournament like that. It was huge for this town and obviously going to be missed greatly.
Well, you know what? We're not going anywhere, so I guess the next time it comes around for the dub, we'll probably be back in Kelowna. So we'll get out there by hook or by crook. 2013 was your last year, Wade. 7 years. It does not seem that long to me. How does it feel for you?
It goes quick, man. Oh, man. I mean, they've been showing some old games. They just actually, my last team was Boston. They just showed Chicago winning that game 6 in Boston. And it seems like yesterday, to be honest, 2013, June sometime. So, life's good out here. We're in Kelowna. Like, as you said, we got a young family keeping us quite busy. That's kind of the focus. And obviously now I had to kind of steal the laptop from my daughter. We just got the one in the house. So she's off homeschooling right now. She can't do her homework, so she's probably happy about that. But things are busy at home. We're, like I said, we got 3 young daughters. So that's really, time just kind of blends into itself, it seems, in these days.
Wow. Roughing it. Times are tough in the Redden house. One laptop. How are you getting by?
Well, we got other devices to suffice us, but we should probably upgrade that one. I was having a little trouble getting onto your show here too, so I could probably use a little technological upgrade.
There's your reason to do it. Wade, I just mentioned 1,023 games. What did it mean to you to get over 1,000? Because I know a lot of guys that just didn't quite get there. What did it mean for you to cross it? And what do you remember about your 1,000th game?
Yeah, well, so it was a big moment for me for sure. And then my path to get there was a bit of a rocky one, because I think when I got sent down by the Rangers, I was at 994 or 996, I forget. I was 6 games away, so I was 994. And to get that close and maybe not have that opportunity to do it was, so obviously I went down and worked my way back and got that chance. And I was signed by St. Louis in that lockout year, and it was a huge moment. I mean, it's a milestone that I'm very proud of. And just the longevity to be able to stick around that long and have that opportunity. It means a lot, because I do know a lot of guys that got to 960. Some guys, Dean McCammond, who was with in Ottawa, I think he's probably less than 10 games away. So not that it makes a huge difference, but it's nice. It feels good to get that 1,000th for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can imagine. The guys talk about it when they don't get there. By the way, we got a lot of questions coming in from our viewers. If you don't mind, if you could ask a few or answer a few, Wade. Chris in Toronto, Chris Cooper writes in. He says, Wade is a big Rider fan. Saw him at lots of Rider games in Ottawa. Is that the truth? Did you go out and watch the green and white out there?
Yes, I did. And obviously being from Saskatchewan, that's always been the Rider. I always remember the Labor Day Classics and watching Bobby Jurison and Ray Elgard, all those guys. Got to meet Ridgway one time. He was doing a dinner in Lloydminster, I think, just before I went to Ottawa, right around those days. So, I remember going to watch them in Ottawa. I think it was, I forget, they kind of had a team and didn't have a team there for a while in Ottawa. So I forget which actual year it was, but I do recall seeing the Riders there.
You know, what's funny is that when the Red Blacks came back, 2014, you were gone from Ottawa. Total reconfiguration of the stadium. It's beautiful now. It's awesome. But old Lansdowne, I could tell you stories about that place. One time I was trapped in the press box by the biggest muskrats you've ever, whatever the hell they were, raccoons in the press box. And yeah, there was wildlife in the stadium. So if you can believe that. Yeah, old school.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Yeah, it was. Well, it wasn't funny at the time. I couldn't get around these guys to get out. John in Vancouver writes in, says, what would Wade estimate as the number of retired hockey players living in Kelowna?
Well, there are a number of guys out here, and I know we have a skate every, well, through the winter, there's a bunch of us get together and skate, so there's maybe probably a dozen guys out there, but I mean, when you look up and down the whole valley, there's quite a few guys. I don't know. I think they put the number at 70 or something like that. A lot of guys that are still playing and come back and spend the summers too. I know there's always a rink just where we skate at that all the current pro guys skate during the summer. So it's always a full skate. So there's quite a few guys around. It's a nice area, obviously, and a lot of guys like spending their time out here.
Rod Monroe writes in and says, what was Wade's favorite defensive pairing? He's obviously talking about yourself. We had Derek Morris on here a week or two ago, and he said his was Keith Yandle. And that was the guy that he played the most games with. How about you, Wade? Did you have a favorite guy that you felt most comfortable with?
Well, I mean, when I look, obviously, in Ottawa, well, I think when Chara came over there that first year, we played together. And then... there's a few other young guys that I played with, Carl Rakunik. That was probably our best year, was 2003. That was my partner that year. We played really well together. And then a few years, so I'd say Carl, who unfortunately was the captain of the locomotive team that went down, but he was a strong, big, strong guy and could skate really well, had a great shot. There wasn't a lot of communication. I don't say much, and he didn't say a heck. He said a lot less than me, but we seemed to read off each other well and, kind of similar style. We both moved the puck and skate. And, Carl was a really good player.
Our producer, Clark, is a huge Leafs fan. I'm going to out you, Clark, as is our co-host, Darren. Yeah, I know. They want to know your take of the Battle of Ontario in the mid to late 90s, Leafs Sens. What was that like?
Well, those are a few other games that have been on Sportsnet here recently. And speaking of that, Corey Cross, who's actually another Lloyd boy like myself, but was with the Leafs, and he's living in Kelowna now too. So we got a close connection, and he scored the overtime winner there, showing the game from 0-1. And, so it's just hard to believe we lost four times to him. It's really disappointing when you look back, because I just feel, we had really good teams. I think they just had that veteran presence that was able to kind of find the gut wins out. They had strong goaltending and just some real character guys that knew how to kind of play at that time of year. And we were still learning what the process was. So it was always exciting to play Toronto, even, playoff series, but also just going in there on a Saturday night was always a highlight, because there's such an energy in that town. It was a fun place to go play.
I'm going to roll our last question all into one. Dallas writes in, he's a scout for the Wheat Kings now, and he says, how was your time in Brandon with head coach Bobby Lowe's and assistant Mark Johnston? And I'll roll that into mine. The Raiders, PA just asked me the other day to fill out an alumni thing and said, what was your most memorable time with the Raiders? And I said it was losing Game 7, East Final, 1995. Raiders at Wheat Kings on TSN. You remember it, because the trip to the Memorial Cup was on the line, and you guys won it, and you went. It was a hell of a tournament out there. Those years in Brandon with you guys might have been one of the best teams the Dubs ever seen.
Yeah. Well, I remember TSN picked up, well, they were doing Game 6, and then they turned around and put Game 7 on right away, because it was such a good series. And yeah, those years in Brown, and I still look back, over my career, it was some of the best of my career. Bobby Lowe's, who was the coach, and Mark Johnston were unreal. Kelly McCrimmon was the GM, who I've got a connection with all those guys still. So, it was a real, young guys, you're kind of a, I guess just molding, like becoming men, really, right? And they had such an influence, and we were just soaking it all in. We had good teams, as you said, to go to the Memorial Cup. We ended up winning the league our last year and went to the Memorial Cup again. But those years were unreal. And those series against PA were epic too. It was the next year we beat them again. And it was hard fought, 6-game series that year. But a lot of great memories of junior hockey. I look back those 3 years there really, really with a highlight in my career. And I wasn't sure. I didn't realize you're in PA. I thought you were maybe in Regina, because I was talking to a buddy in Kelowna here who's from Regina. It's Kevin Knight. And I think his dad was involved with the team back in those days. But I always remember some of those series with Regina too, how we had a huge brawl in the old Agri Dome after the
Marty Murray
and stuff like that. Marty Murray and Marty's dad was with my mom actually at the game, and he got all scratched up, and it was just so I was thinking I thought you were with the Pats, but now I realize you're with the Raiders. But a lot of great days from those junior hockey years.
But I will tell you this, after 95, I went from PA to Regina, but so you guys played the Raiders the next year, and Brad Church, you remember Churchy from Dauphin.
Oh, yeah.
They beat us out with the Pats game 7 of the second round. They went to play you guys, and Churchy said to me, "We got them this year." And I'm thinking, Churchy, no, you don't. And I think you went to 7 games the next year, too, with those win 96, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, it was. I think it was actually 6 games, but we were... Yeah, it was another hard-fought series because they had Church and Steve Kelly, great players, first-round picks. I think they picked up Curtis Brown that year.
Shane Knighty was still there.
Great end.
Yeah.
Shane the Sheriff Knighty, yeah, who was there. But, yeah, it was that was a lot of fun. I remember because they kind of had us on the ropes at one point in that series. I think it went 2. We won the first 2, then they won their 2 at home, and I can still remember that feeling like we just can't lose this. It was, such an intense series, and we were able to squeak it out. But, those were, awesome times.
No doubt. Well, Redzi, obviously we could go all day on this, but we should break it because we have the voice of the Wheat Kings coming in next, Brandon Crow. So I appreciate the time. I hope we can do it again, maybe in the Stanley Cup playoffs when they get rolling. We'll bring you on for some analysis. But enjoy your time and
That'd
stay safe, and really, really glad to catch up with you.
You as well, Rod. Appreciate that, and all the best to you guys.
Hillman, Saskatchewan's Wade Redden checking in from Kelowna today. That was awesome.
Oh, great.
I know. But that's the thing. We finally got him on, but we're way past the break, and we got Crozy next, right? And he's ready of the Wheat Kings. So hang on, everybody. Talking a little hockey today on the Rod Peterson Show. We'll be right back. Facebook Live coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Thursday morning. Our director of scouting's watching, Craig Smith, writes in, says, great listening to Wade Redden. And it was great listening to Wade Redden. Having a hockey chat today, kind of weaving back and forth. I got a notification here from somebody, I think Bleacher Report, that says NBA optimistic the season will return. So it seems like things are coming around.
All right.
Just ahead of Brandon Crow, the current voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Your thoughts on the Wade Redden interview, by the way? How awesome was that?
That was great. A guy I've never had a chance to meet, but yeah, it was really cool. And then it was good until you started talking about junior hockey, and then it got great because you could tell he just kind of his grin went ear to ear, and the memories and talking about the game sevens and how specific you get. It was like you're back there and it's actually happening. Oh, we got him next year. No, you don't. he's laughing. It was really good.
I'll never forget, because game seven of the East semifinal, the Raiders beat the Pats, and I was walking out of the rink, and those guys were all still my buddies, right? And I said, good luck next round, Churchy. He's like, we got him this year. No, you don't. And they didn't, but it was a war. By the way, just ahead of Brandon Crow, our Sask Snow Beef prospect profile, Sask Snow Beef, by the way, fully stocked at Local and Fresh. Wagyu beef, superior marbling and flavor. Sask Snow Beef, get it at Local and Fresh or Crave Kitchen and Bar. And Ridley Gregg is our prospect today. Lethbridge product, plays for the Wheat Kings, wears number 17, 5'11", 162, built like a toothbrush, some would say. He was third in team goals and points as a 17-year-old, eligible for the 2020 NHL draft. And that is going to happen. Brandon Crow, their play-by-play guy, here's his scouting report. Silky smooth, extremely creative, and hits like a freight liner. Rare skill set. Wow. Hell of a player. Ridley Gregg of the Wheat Kings.
Well, a guy who's over a point a game and still has, zeroing in on 100 penalty minutes. That's a guy who's got a little sandpaper. He's an exciting player. We've been able to watch him since he's entered the league, and he's one of those guys, pucks on his stick, and you can't take your eyes off him.
Again, Sask Snow Beef brings it to you, and it's available at Local and Fresh and served in Crave Kitchen and Bar. Let's go to Brandon Crow now. He's been standing by waiting a long time. Crowsy, thank you for doing so, my friend. Where do we hook up with you today, Brandon?
No, I'm in my home office in Verdun. I live on a farm just north of Verdun, Manitoba, so hunker down in my office here.
You're a Manitoba kid, right?
Yeah, I'm from Boisevain, just on the U.S. border, south of Brandon.
So what's life like out there? Farmers have been self-isolating for 100 years. This isn't new for the rural community in a lot of ways. What's your life like?
Well, it's pretty quiet. It's probably a good thing that I'm out here, though, because you got all the freedom. You can walk around. You can go outside. You don't have to worry about really social distancing from anything. I know my father-in-law has been cattle ranching for his whole life. He's figured out a way to go to Tim Hortons and use his phone just to go through the drive-thru to get his coffee in the morning. And then he meets up with his other farmer buddies in the neighboring barn and they sit 6 feet apart. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but it's nice being out in the country and not having to worry about too many people around.
You know, the last time you were on, Clark was telling me you had mentioned that Brandon's more of a Golden Knights town than the Jets. And apparently you got a lot of guff over that. Is that true? Tell us about that.
Yeah. Especially from, there was one fella, I can't remember what his name is. I ended up blocking him on social media. He went on an extremely angry rant. Like, not just a, hey, Crow, you're wrong, you're an idiot. Like, full on, like, threatening. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I should have my head checked. Like, and it went on for days. Like, this guy coming back at me saying I was crazy and all this. It was just great because then all of a sudden people from Brandon were jumping on saying, well, you know what? He's not wrong because we do cheer for Vegas on top of Winnipeg. So it turned into a pretty funny story. While the team was out on the road and the players were loving it, the back and forth. It was pretty funny, but I never thought that making such a simple statement would turn into something so angry. I don't know. That guy must need a hobby because he was just far too angry for something so simple.
Well, there's nothing more freeing than block option on Twitter. I love
it. Oh, the mute button's great.
Yeah. Brandon, we haven't had as many junior guys on as I'd like here since the pandemic hit. So can you speak for all of junior hockey? Because you were the voice in the SJHL for a long time, too. In the week, Kings were charging to have your season ended. How did the boys deal with that? And what's life like now in the Dub?
Well, it was really strange how it all ended, too, especially in Brandon, because on the Tuesday of that week where things were canceled was Team Picture Day. So Tuesday, Team Picture Day. The boys love Team Picture Day. They get the hair looking good, get the picture taken. They're taking selfies for Instagram. And the mood was great. The team had just had a weekend split with Prince Albert. They were heading into a Friday night at home against Regina. And then Thursday, just a regular, the Wednesday regular day practice, everything was looking hunky-dory. And then Thursday, all of a sudden, the first kind of suspension came down from the league. And then that was it. And so I've had a chance to reach out to a couple of guys, especially the 20-year-olds. The players are pretty understanding of it, but I think there's a lot of disappointment, especially because the team had gone 24-4, you know, in the last 2 months coming down the stretch. And it was shaping up after a year of not making the playoffs to be a real exciting time in Brandon. The fans have not had playoff hockey in Brandon for years. This is my fourth season. They've had two home playoff games. Now, that's partially because of the winter fair and having no building availability, but to have two home playoff games in 4 years for a city like Brandon that's so used to playoff hockey, fans were just loving it. And to have that momentum just stop, it's just disappointing. The players have handled it pretty well. I know that I talked to a couple guys even last night, and they're finding a way to get through it. I mean, they're young. They're going to bounce back. But, you know, for me, the most disappointing thing has to be for the fans and for the 20-year-olds. And I think even in junior A, I look at Yorkton, the kid who was playing in Moose Jaw, I think, what was his name? Chance Petruch?
Chance
who
Petruch,
had like 400 points this year. Like to have your season end just like that after a record-breaking season, God, that's just disappointing for everybody.
Oh, I know. Hey, Crozy, how are you?
Hey, Dupes.
Yeah, so there's so much. There's a couple things I want to get to. First, with that, the season, I mean, you guys at least are on the way up, right? I mean, it's going to keep getting better. You're going to keep building. But for lots, and I mean, you look at the run you were on, yeah, it was a lost opportunity, a lost run, a lost playoffs. And for teams that were there and it's their time to compete, you really miss out on it. And you've made deals, you've made trades. Do we know anything about that? Because that's a big question, is teams that have mortgaged their future, conditional draft picks, a lot of stuff to sort out. Will there be any resolution in any of that stuff? Or is it just kind of like, well, that's the way it goes?
I don't really know. And I've reached out right when it first happened. I talked to both, you know, Dave Lowry and Darren Ritchie. This was kind of before the isolation. I'd kind of gone to the rink to clean up a few things. And I said to Dave Lowry, is there an opportunity maybe for the Western League to change the rules a little bit and maybe allow the 20-year-olds to come back for another year and have a 21-year-old age group in the league? And, you know, that obviously that's just spitballing, but, you know, there's all sorts of questions because I know Brandon's got a ton of conditional draft picks. I'm sure Kelowna, a team that made all sorts of trades, they've got a ton of question marks now as to whether this pick is worth that or this pick changes to this. I don't really know if anybody's, well, they're obviously not talking about it, but I mean, I don't know if you can reinvent things or if you just have to let it go. And I'm kind of in the same boat with the NHL right now as well. I mean, if you finish the season, but it affects the start of next season, is that really worth it? Because then you're messing with two seasons. So I don't know. I think, you know, as the Bantam draft comes up here on Wednesday and as the summer goes on, I'm sure we'll start to see a few more things come out from the Western League. The thing I like about the Western League is, you know, at times they can be maybe a little hard from the media perspective to get information out of, but I think they've done a good job of making sure that each time they put something out that they have it right and they're not just putting stuff out there just for the sake of getting it out there. So I think if they do come out with kind of a list of provisions moving forward, I would expect, you know, things to probably stay pretty much the same as the way they ended. I can't see them changing a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about is the new rivalry with Winnipeg. What's that like? And it's going to get pretty good, I think, when you look at, you know, what Winnipeg's got with their young players. You look at Ridley Gregg and the exciting guys in Brandon. And then, you know, Regina and Connor Bedard. It's going to be pretty exciting in the East. But specifically that rivalry, is it there yet with Brandon and Winnipeg?
Yes, and my comment in the Sask Snow Beef prospect report about Ridley Gregg hitting like a freightliner is because he has single-handedly sent three or four Winnipeg Ice guys to the medical room on his own, including Matthew Savoy in the preseason, which started an absolute ruckus of a, I guess you'd call it a modern-day kind of slap fest, as you call it, not like what Rod used to see back in the 90s where, you know, it was a full online brawl, but these two teams absolutely hate each other, and it is so much fun. I go back to my favorite Rod Peterson story of all time with the guy banging on the press box in Swift Current. That guy still bangs on the press box. But anyway, that's one of my favorite stories, and Rod needing an escort out of the press box. But anyway, in Winnipeg, the press boxes are right above the player's bench. And I can pretty much reach over if I wanted to and pick the pocket of the head coach. That's how close you are. And so you hear everything, absolutely everything. So to be the radio guy that's right there, and you try not to have too many ambient mics going because of the vulgarities that are tossed back and forth, but you really get a feel for the hatred between the two clubs. And it's almost tough, Rod. You know it. I know you're a fiery guy. It's hard sometimes when guys are chirping and the intensity's there to not get involved and not want to say something as well. So it is really cool. The environment in Winnipeg really helps the rivalry. These teams don't like each other. There's a couple sets of brothers at one point on the team, the Janelle brothers and the Lambos brothers. And at one point, Ben McCartney of Brandon fought Carson Lambos, who is his teammate's younger brother. And it's really cool. And I think Winnipeg's going to be a good team. Brandon's going to be a good team moving forward. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm so upset that we're out of time, but I will tell you this, you would appreciate this, Brandon. It was in Prince George. You say it's hard not to say anything. I say things. So a guy stood up in Prince George, put his finger right in my face. He goes, "You're the loudest guy that's ever come through here. Can you keep it down?" And of course, I turned my mic off and I said, "There's 4,000 empty seats in here, buddy. Why don't you move? Because I can't." How do you think that went over?
Yeah.
There are more. We'll do it another time. Brandon, thanks. I appreciate it. Always good seeing you, my friend. And stay safe out there in Verdun, Manitoba.
You bet, you guys. Try and keep yourself busy and entertained.
Absolutely. We will. Brandon Crowe joining us, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Coming up in hour two, Arash Madani, not to just talk about Blue Jays and a special game that the Sportsnet's airing tonight, but he wants to talk XFL too, and Justin Simpkins from the Prairie Hockey Academy. It's going to be great, and I got some stories I got to get to that we haven't had time for here, okay?
Okay.
It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.